Well, we're here at the Freedom Alley. You want to tell me what freedom means to you?
Freedom means to me that you have the right to pursue your own happiness first.
Is a freedom which ends a prohibition which existed for the last 60 years based on a corporate lie.
What is freedom to you?
You're asking right now?
I'm asking you right now.
Right now? Freedom is the right to smoke weed!
This green tent right over here is a place where you can put down your signature to help us get the Bay State repeal on the bill and help us vote to legalize marijuana.
Boston Freedom Rally! Hemp Hemp Parade! Hemp Hemp Parade! One more. Hemp Hemp Parade! I hope you're having a hempy day!
Freedom is the opportunity to express yourself in any form that you'd like that doesn't cause harm to anyone else or the greater good.
And why are you here today?
To celebrate freedom.
I mean, I love weed. I think it should be legal, yeah. I'm Ashley, and what freedom means to me is do what you want to do, do you. It's your life, live it. There you go.
And there it was. Thousands of people gathering on Boston Common on September 26th and 27th to share their love of weed and their dislike of marijuana prohibition. All fun and high stoner society aside, there were serious issues to tend to. One of the main focuses of the event was to gather signatures for Bay State Appeal, which is a petition drive for a ballot initiative to put legal marijuana to a popular vote next year.
In 1989, when Dick Evans helped us get a rally going in North Adams, in Memorial Day weekend, hey, it was rigging years, it was bad. Then in 1990, I met Linda Noel, and we were at the USS Constitution, and that fall, we founded an organization, the Massachusetts Cannabis Reform Coalition. And we knew that this day would come when our Freedom Rally would be the initiative petition kickoff. You cannot leave these premises if you are a Massachusetts voter or eligible to vote without signing this petition. It's the one that has the B on it. It's Bay State Repeal.
That was Steve Epstein, one of the founding members of MassCAN, the Massachusetts Cannabis Reform Coalition, which is the sponsoring organization of this annual Boston Freedom Rally, and the group responsible for the recent decrim and medical victories. They now have their sights set for full legalization. Another serious topic was the opposite of freedom, the United States of Incarceration. Gene Saros, one of the MassCAN board of directors, addressed this.
I want to tell you about a very important program that's on HBO tomorrow night at 9 p.m. It's called Vice, and it is about mass incarceration in the United States. One of the main reasons that these politicians in Washington aren't moving to take cannabis off the Schedule I list is because we have for-profit prisons in this country. We have more prisons in America than we do schools and universities. And that's really, really messed up. And that needs to change. Our President Barack Obama has gone to federal prisons. The first sitting president who has visited federal prisons to talk to people. And he's starting the conversation on this. And we need you all to be activists. We incarcerate more people in this country per capita than any country in the world, even more than China and Russia. And 20% of the population in our prisons are there. The people are nonviolent drug users, like cannabis users.
Hey, Boston. We are Circadian Clock, and first things first, we love weed! This is such a wonderful day. This song is called Someone Out There Loves You After All. The affection is fleeting, but my heart's still bleeding out. Cause I see it before me, a kid you adore me now. So I just changed.
Music plays a big part in this event, as it's just as much a concert as a protest rally. Bill Downing, another board member, talks of the protest aspect of the Freedom Rally.
It is a protest, but everybody's having such a great time and smiling and happy and everything that, you know, it doesn't seem like a protest, because usually you think of protests, it's like, you know, we want our rights, you know, a lot of angry talk, but it's nothing like that, really, you know?
No, it's not. The vibe is very cool, and a lot of people are politically aware. Are you getting lots of good signatures on getting the ballot thing happening?
I think we are. We've got 10 or 12 petitioning stations all around the rally area, and we've got tons and tons of petitions. And so far, from what I can see, it looks like we're getting a lot of signatures. So.
Yeah, well, you've certainly got a supportive crowd here.
Everybody who's here, I think, is a supporter. Unless they're an undercover cop.
But even they're not bothering people. They're just standing on the outskirts, you know, people smoking sort of right in front of them and then paying it no mind.
I haven't seen anything. Actually, I have my ACLU attorney checking right now to find out whether or not there have been any arrests. But as far as I can tell, I haven't seen any, you know.
No, I've seen the cops just being very mellow, kind of just... Yep. Blanketly observing, but not zooming in on anybody.
Right, but I do see people smoking marijuana here left and right all
yes,
over the place.
Indeed. Not only see it, you can smell it.
My name is Sylvia. Everybody calls me Moody, and I'm from Dorchester. Freedom means a lot to me. I could do as I please and not be bothered by nobody, not go to jail for being free.
So, let's keep it in motion for sure with some more dope hip-hop. A Beast Coast native, hometown representing Boston. If y'all active, please make some noise for Millie's. Hempfest, make some noise! Look,
California,
smoking dope,
sour diesel,
bottle roll.
Local hip hop act, Miles, with DJ Lotus Sound, rock the crowd. Local sports radio celeb Mike Adams also lent his support.
Cannabis is, to some people, mental tranquility. To some people, it's medicine. To some people, it's social activity. To some people, it's business. But most importantly, to all people, it's God-given. No matter who your God is, he or she gave you cannabis. It's given to you in a natural way by nature. So let's make it legal. That's the most important thing. And when's that vote? I'm sorry, I got distracted. I want to thank you all for being here today. I hope you're having a great day. It's a beautiful, sunshiny Indian summer day. And remember what is the most important thing. What was it? Oh, yeah. Have fun in a natural fashion. And once in a while, you can have a shot of tequila, too. Thanks for being here.
Normal founder Keith Strope has been fighting for legal marijuana since 1970. He has the distinct honor of being one of the last people to be arrested at the Freedom Rally back in 2007, the year before the decrim law was passed. I asked him how it feels to know that he can't be arrested now.
Well, in theory, you can still get a ticket because it's public smoking, but I think it's a civil fine. $150 or something. I'm delighted that you can no longer be arrested. I mean, the sheer pleasure of that event from my standpoint and from Rick's was that we were able to go into court and testify under oath that, of course, we were smoking marijuana. It's a marijuana rally. Why wouldn't we be? And so they'd never had anybody tell the truth at a trial. You could just see they were shocked. What do you mean you were smoking marijuana? Yes, that's how I was. So it wasn't surprise that we were convicted.
That one's lit.
We were hoping that we might get a hung jury. And we had one potential juror. The judge had given him an instruction, you know, you can set aside your personal views. And this juror said, Your Honor, I don't care if they light a joint up on the chair. I'm not going to vote to convict them. And it was like, wait a minute. You should have kept that to yourself. That's exactly what we want in the jury room. But, of course, the judge had to strike him at that point.
Dr. Lester Grinspoon is another longtime advocate. He had an interesting story about Carl Sagan.
I was going to say, it started in 1966 when during an anti-Vietnam War demonstration, I met Carl Sagan, who became my closest friend. The first time I was invited to his home for a party, I was so terribly surprised. I had never seen anybody smoke marijuana, and there was Carl Sagan smoking marijuana. Not only was Carl smoking, but almost every other of his friends were smoking. I said to Carl, "Look, Carl, I have to tell you, this is a dangerous drug, and you shouldn't be using it." And he said, "Lester, take a puff. It won't harm you." Well, when I discovered that these really solid people were smoking marijuana, I decided I had to ask myself, what was the basis of my telling him it was so harmful?
So that was a very cool revelation. You smoking with Carl Sagan, man. I hadn't heard that before. That was a...
Well, look on my internet. I wrote an essay on my smoking with Carl Sagan. He also has he asked him to write an essay for Marijuana Reconsidered.
Uh-huh.
And there is an essay by him in Marijuana Reconsidered. But if you want, look at my website.
What's the address?
Marijuana-uses.com.
That's marijuana-uses.com, U-S-E-S.com, for more information about many of the positive uses of this plant. All those uses aside, most people are out there for the joys of getting high without fear of intimidation. For the magic moment of 420, Rick Cusick of High Times Magazine led the crowd en masse to create a huge cloud of smoke over Boston Common.
All right, in 5 seconds, we're going to start counting, so get your weed ready! Ladies and gentlemen, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, happy 420!
As the smoke filled the air, Tosh.1, son of the famed late Peter Tosh, performed in his father's legacy.
Surgeon General warns, cigarette smoking is dangerous. Dangerous. Azad to your health. Does that mean anything to you? We are gonna legalize the marijuana, yeah. Down here in a Boston, yeah. The only cure for glaucoma, yeah. I'm an Adibush doctor, yeah.
The Freedom Rally is an annual event on the Boston Common, a rite of passage from summer into fall. For more information about it and its sponsoring organization, go to masscan.org. That's masscann.org. This year's rally was the kickoff event to get signatures for Bay State repeal, getting legal marijuana on the ballot. For the Boston Community Reporters Project, I am Chuck Rosina. Thanks for listening.
Boston, are you feeling? Coming in hot, hot, hot. Firing some shots.